This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
7 ways to have more energy and to feel happier. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Hana Banani, empowering you with psychological tips and spiritual support. Bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. We all need more energy. So what are these 7 tips that I can share with you? First and foremost is the nourishing food, the things that you eat. You are what you eat. So if you're stuffing yourself with carbs and sugar, obviously you're going to have an energy crash. Make sure that you are consuming food that fuels you. When you have it, you can feel your body thanking you. When you have a smoothie, when you have a salad, when you have a nice healthy meal, you really feel energized. The second thing that you need to do to feel more energized is sleeping 7 to 8 hours. It makes a huge difference. Don't underestimate how powerful sleeping 7 to 8 hours is. The third thing is keeping good company. When you have a support group, friends that have positive outlook and they are energetic, that is going to boost your energy, because there are some people who will constantly suck the energy, suck the life out of you. And these kind of toxic people will drain you. So you need to surround yourself with positivity, good people, and individuals who have a good outlook in life. And the fourth thing is avoid news overload. I know that we want to stay connected. We want to know the latest information. Usually it's all bad news, right? And it's usually news that will stress you out. And if you do that excessively, it starts getting you down. So have a limited amount of time where you are getting the information and you're not getting sucked into it. The fifth thing is making sure that you exercise regularly, because it will relieve you of a lot of the tension, the stress. And I know some of you is like, I'm too busy, I don't have time. Everyone has time for 4 to 5 minutes. And when you do that, you're going to feel a burst of energy. The sixth thing is do something meaningful every day. Add a sense of purpose to your life, whether it's connecting with others, whether it's doing a kind act for a family member, for a neighbor. Do something that is adding meaning and purpose to your life. And you are going to feel a sense of happiness within. The seventh thing is have good thoughts of others throughout the day. It's so easy to look at people, to be judgmental, to think that people are bad or they have negative outlooks. Whatever it is that you are reflecting on, it's going to affect your energy level. Because if you are thinking negative thoughts, whether it's about your life, about yourself, about other people, this is going to drain you. What I want you to do is what's called kind attention, where you look at somebody and you just wish them well. When you think of someone that crossed your path, or an individual that you know or you remember, you send a prayer upon them and you think good thoughts rather than consuming yourself with negative things that people have done. So it's just about where you put your focus. 3 ways to be able to accomplish this. One is monitor your energy. Take your energy temperature. What is energy temperature? You become aware of how energetic you are throughout the day. Give yourself like from 0 to 10, how energetic are you? Are you a morning person? Are you a night owl? Find out your energy temperature. Once you figure that out, then you make incremental changes. You can't go from eating junk all the time to just completely transforming your diet, although it can't be done, but you can do incremental changes. You say, you know what? I'm going to introduce salad into my life. I'm going to take away these sugary treats, whatever it is. You make incremental changes. If you need to get organized in your home, organization will really put your mind at ease. What you could do is say, instead of like, I'm going to redo the whole house, you'd start with one cabinet, one drawer. So making those incremental changes will make it a lot easier. And the last thing is you have to plan and prioritize. Now that you know, this is when I have my burst of energy. There are some people who are morning people and they wake up and that's when they're most energetic. That's when you need to do the most important thing. So don't waste your time on scrolling or doing thoughtless activities. Do the things that really matter most. And when you knock those out, then everything else will be much easier. So this is really critical for for you to know how to increase your energy and then how to go about making these changes. Don't overwhelm yourself. With one of my clients, she was using the treadmill as a storage, and I'm sure many of you could relate, if you're being honest. She had clothes on there, she had stacks of books. I said, okay, let's clear it out, move away all the stuff. And I told her like about 10 minutes a day, and that was too hard. So I said, you know what? Why don't you do 1 minute right now in the session, go out there and just do this. And it made a difference, right? When you make it easy for yourself, then you have no excuse. No one can say, I don't have time for a 1 minute workout. And I know it sounds silly and you think that, oh, well, what is 1 minute going to do? It's just getting yourself to get started. And when you do that repeatedly, day after day after day after day, it's going to become a habit and you're going to feel so good about it. You're going to get energized that you're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to do more. It's going to be intrinsically rewarding. And when you do things that are intrinsically rewarding, you don't need to bribe yourself. No one needs to drag you, because you're getting the benefits. Your level of energy is a direct correlation of your happiness. Just think of a day when you didn't have enough sleep. I know that if I have like 4 hours of sleep instead of my 7, sometimes we're not able to fall asleep, or we have a big project we're working on. How do you feel the next day? If you're eating junk, how do you feel that whole day? You're just dragging. If you're around negative people, if you're around someone who's constantly complaining and seeing the negative in the world, oh my God, that really sucks the energy out of you. And if you are watching the news all day and that's all you're getting, that's going to jade the way that you look at the world. And if you have not gone out there and done any form of activity, you feel lethargic, you feel so down. And if you're not having any sense of purpose, you know, I had a client that she was so down and so depressed. I'm like, it's because you lack purpose in your life. If you're not doing something meaningful, the roles of being a wife, a mother, they're amazing roles. Being a father, being a husband, these are amazing roles. But you need to have a greater sense of purpose. And when you have that sense of purpose, then guess what? You're going to feel good inside. You're going to feel happier. And then it's about having good thoughts about others. Stop dwelling on all the people who harmed you. Stop dwelling on all the negative people out there. Yes, there are negative people. Yes, there are people who may have hurt you. But you know what? There are amazing people out there. There are people who have been good to you. So reflect on that. Reflect on the people who are good. Reflect on all the positive experiences you've had. And if you take your energy temperature, find out where are you and when are you at your peak, then do little incremental changes. Don't get overwhelmed by it. And then you plan and you prioritize. You find out, this is when I have the most energy. This is where I'm going to tackle all my most important things. So I want to be able to help you in achieving that sense of energy and happiness in your life by joining the Mindful Hearts Academy. You guys, this is a membership website. It has got a most comprehensive self-development program, and it's all within an Islamic framework. It is only $11 a month, and I want to be able to help you. Psychology is what I've been passionate about for the past 35 years. It is something that I have been consuming, and I have been loving, and I've been applying in my life. At the age of 16 is when I fell in love with psychology. And I have been learning and applying. And my goal was to be a self-actualized person so I could help others to achieve that. So if you want to change your life this year and you want to really be this new and improved version of yourself, then this program will help you to achieve that. And it is very intensive. And yet you can take it at your own pace, right? So it will challenge those who want to be challenged. And if you want to take it slow, you can take it at your own pace. The registration is open, but it's closing soon. I want you to be a part of it. It's not a Facebook group. A lot of people have been signing up for the Facebook page, but this is a membership website. I have the link. It is themindfulhearts.com, and it is $11 a month. And I hope that you can be a part of our community. Learn how to find true happiness, contentment, rida, all of these things will help us be at our best. Because when you have contentment inside, when you're not moping and griping and whining about things, when you learn how to have this positive outlook and search for goodness in yourself and others in your life, then it's just amazing. And you start looking at life that life is happening for you, not to you. And when you have that mindset, then everything is good. And it's just really phenomenal how you can turn your situation, the worst situation, can be actually the best day of your life. So I want to help you achieve that. Join me on themindfulhearts.com. We would love to have you part of our sisterhood. Hundreds of sisters have already transformed their lives. And I would love for you to read up on it and see what they are saying, their own experience and their own testimonies of how their lives were just able to improve. And we'd love to have you on there. Jazakallah khair for tuning in. And I'm so glad that you're benefiting from the topics. Inshallah, may Allah shower you with energy, shower you with happiness, and being your absolute best. Assalamu alaikum.